the next story we come to has been on the news. It's not a particularly attractive topic, but it's something that we all have to address if you're living in the countryside and you have a one-off house. The EPA has said that over half of domestic septic tanks failed inspections in 2021, with just under a third posing a risk to human health or the environment. To talk to us more about this, the findings of the report and what it has to say in relation to Kerry, we are joined on the line now by Stephen McCarthy, who's an inspector on wastewater enforcement with the Environmental Protection Association, the EPA. Stephen, good morning to you, to you, and thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today programme here on Radio Kerry. I hope you're keeping well. Stephen, if I may ask you, what does the report have to say about Kerry?
So the report covers the inspections carried out by local authorities on septic tanks across Ireland in 2021. There's an inspection regime in place since 2013, and we report annually on it. And in Kerry's case, some interesting actually information in relation to Kerry. I mean, the number of inspections carried out in Kerry is 77 required. There was one short last year, but that'll be made up. The failure rate in Kerry, which is 54% of septic tank systems failed, and that's the national average. Now, that's indicative of a general problem with septic tanks in Kerry and across the country. And what those types of problems that are being seen are septic tanks not being maintained. So if you have a mechanical treatment system, which some people have, that should be serviced regularly. But even a normal septic tank should be cleaned out every 3 to 4 years, and that's not being done in many instances. So that's a simple thing that people can do. that would help the situation. The other faults that are found are more serious in many ways. There are issues with tanks that are leaking or ponding, systems really that aren't working properly at all, and you get effluent ponding in the garden sewage or discharge into ditches and streams, and that's really concerning. And we're particularly concerned about where instances where these are being detected and not being addressed over a long period of time. So across the country there's over 500 cases that are open more than 2 years, and we really think those issues need to be addressed quite urgently.
You're saying in the report that for 2021, under a third of domestic septic tanks posed a risk to human health or the environment, that could lead potentially to contaminating drinking water wells and polluting rivers. That's deeply serious.
Yes, that's concerning. So the half of systems fail, and quite a large proportion of those have significant issues. And those risks, I think people need to understand those risks and take action in relation to them. And there are things that people can do. And actually carries an interesting case, because that point I made about issues staying open over long periods of time. So the way the system works is, when you're inspected by a local authority, if the system fails, you'll be given an advisory notice to householder, and they'll be given time to fix the issues. Over three quarters of people have fixed the problems that have been detected. And actually in Kerry, it's an even higher percentage, so there's 82% of those failures have been fixed. So that's good to see. Householders are reacting to the inspections and fixing problems to a large extent. And I know that's something that Kerry County Council are very active on and following through with people and so on. So that's good to see, and there's grants available that people can avail of. But there are a cohort that are left open long term, and of those, many of those are serious issues. They do have effluent that's exposed in gardens or in streams and so on. There is that concern as well about if your septic tank isn't working problem, it could be polluting the groundwater under your property. And many people that have a septic tank also have a well that they're using for their drinking water, or their neighbours do. And that's something that's a particular risk.
So that could pollute the water that you and your neighbours are drinking from.
Exactly, that's the risk and that's the concern. And household wells are particularly vulnerable to pollution.
People are drinking human wastage, basically.
Well, that risk is there. It's very hard to say in any individual case. But what we do know is household wells, they tend to be vulnerable to pollution. When sampling is done, quite often indicators of bacteria are detected. Now, that could be agricultural or household sources. And the problem with this is it takes place underground, and you will not know. So I think it's important to make sure the septic tank is operating properly. And the other thing people should be doing, which is relatively low cost, is if you have a well, get your well tested at least once per year and give yourself that comfort that everything is in order. So there are things people can do. I think that's the main message, and that they should act on these things. So check your septic tank, make sure it's in order. Check your well and make sure it's in order. And if it's not, look to see what you can do. You can go on the EPA's website, you can go online or contact your local authority in relation to grants for both septic tanks and wells and see what might be available to you.
Stephen, and we're speaking to Stephen McCarthy, who's an inspector on wastewater enforcement with the EPA. Stephen, that 18% in Kerry who failed inspections when their septic tank system, their domestic septic tank system, was inspected by Kerry County Council, that 18% who didn't bother to do anything, what are the penalties for them? What happens?
Yeah, so the system, as I said earlier, the once an inspection is conducted and people are pre-notified of the inspection and the inspection takes place, they'll be given, in the event of a failure, they'll be given an advisory notice that allows them to fix the issues. They'll be set out and a time frame will be given for that. And the person, the local authority will then follow through to see that's done. And ultimately, it's an offence not to comply. It's a legal offence, and that's potentially subject to prosecution and to a fine up to 5,000. And the person would still have to fix the system. So really, that's not somewhere where people would want to go, you know. But that's the ultimate. If the issues aren't dealt with over a long period of time, then it's an offence and it's subject to prosecution by the local authority.
So there's no escape?
No, I guess that's the point. The issue does need to be dealt with. These issues do need to be dealt with, and they should be dealt with. I mean, they're a matter of human health and protection of the environment. They're in the householder's interest as well.
Now, last year, as you said, Kerry County Council carried out 76 inspections of domestic septic tank systems, and when it was required to do 77, and we'll make up that one check this year. May I ask, when you were saying 77 inspections were required, where did you get the figure 77 from?
Yeah, there's a national plan for the inspections that the EPA is required to prepare. So that's a plan, and actually a new iteration of that plan has just been released for the next 5 years. And the country is divided into risk areas, so we focus the inspections into areas where we see there's most risk. So very close to rivers where we suspect that the tanks are causing pollution, within 100 metres of those rivers, we focus inspections in there, and in areas where people are using drinking water wells and they're vulnerable. And then the inspections are allocated to local authorities depending on how many septic tanks out of the national cohort they have in their area. So every local authority gets a minimum allocation that they have to complete every year. That's the system that works there. So that's where that figure comes from.
Now, in 2021, nationally, there were a total of 1,147, so over 1,100 inspections carried out by local authorities nationally in 2021, with 604 of the septic tanks inspected failing. How many septic tanks are there in the country? Is that, surely that 1,100 odd inspections, that's only a small amount of the domestic septic tanks there are in Ireland?
Yeah, there's around 500,000 septic tanks in Ireland. We're heavily reliant on it for treatment of wastewater in the countryside. So outside of urban areas, obviously, that are serviced by Irish Water. So there's 500,000, and the number of inspections, the minimum requirement is 1,000. It's actually going up next year. We've increased it to 1,200. And I guess the key thing for us is to take that resource and, like I said earlier, is to focus it so that it's in the highest risk areas. close to rivers and in areas where people are using wells. It's worth noting as well, there's a grant scheme available that's broader. Initially, it was only to cover people that were inspected and it failed, but there's a broader grant scheme now covering other areas, and you can go online on the department's website and check whether you could get a grant on your own initiative without needing an inspection if you have a problem with your septic tank. And that will be applicable, I think, in particularly in Kerry's case, because it applies to a lot of upland areas where there's very good quality rivers. So people should check that out as well on the Department of Housing website. There's a map there. You can put in your air code and see if that's available to you.
But only 1,100 odd inspections carried out by local authorities in 2021. That would say to me, given the huge numbers of domestic septic tanks that you pointed out there, that it's highly likely that it's a lot more there out there that are posing a threat to human health or the environment.
Absolutely. That failure rate, I mean, the inspection system has gone since 2013, and that failure rate is pretty consistent. So that's very concerning to see, and it's indicative of if you were to inspect another 1,000, which we will do next year, we'll probably find the same. So there's broader problems here, and that's why we're asking people to check your septic tank, take those simple measures like getting it cleaned out and keeping it in good order. And if there's serious issues, look to deal with those issues. You know, nobody wants effluent in their garden or running off and potentially a risk to themselves and their neighbours. It's not sustainable long term for somebody in terms of their house and so on themselves. So,
but that's depending.
Look at those issues and look to see can they take action on those.
But that's depending on the goodwill of people, and unfortunately, you'll have people out there who just simply won't care. It sounds like it needs to be the monitoring system needs to be stepped up, and of course that goes down to resources for the EPA and indeed the local authorities. And you're not in a position, I appreciate, to comment on that, Stephen. But yeah, that from what you're saying at the moment, a lot of it depends on people's own sense of having a sense of responsibility to the environment and indeed to their own families and their neighbours that the septic tanks are in good working order and are not posing a risk to human health or to the environment.
Absolutely, yes, correct. Yeah, there's a huge onus here on householders beyond, like you said, the cohort that are being inspected. To see a broader change, we'll need people to act for themselves in relation to it.
Well, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was really, really interesting and, well, a bit disappointing as well, but given the levels of failures nationally in people whose septic tanks are posing a risk to human health and indeed to the environment. We've been speaking to Stephen McCarthy, an inspector on wastewater enforcement with the EPA.